Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Josh Edge. This week on AK, opera, Inupiaq style. Hansel and Gretel is a classic German opera often performed around the holidays, but an upcoming performance in Anchorage packs a uniquely Alaska twist. For an opera singer from Unalakleet, the performance blends a European story with the traditional Inupiaq folklore she knew as a kid. KSKA's Monica Goki stopped by a rehearsal.
Kira Eckenweiler warms up her voice before opera rehearsal. A piano app on her smartphone helps her stay on key.
And so, like, I'll sing it to myself, and if I get a pitch wrong, then I'll correct it, and then keep singing until I get it right.
At 23, Kira's already had a number of lead roles in Anchorage operas, and an upcoming performance is no exception. Her rise in opera has been quick, especially given that Kira didn't even hear opera until she was in high school. But Kira says she was always a musical kid.
We had this karaoke machine that my dad bought, and it had some Michael Jackson songs, and one of the songs, I Got a Crush on You. I always sang that song over and over.
Before you typecast Kira under whatever comes to mind when I say opera singer, I assure you she does not fit that stereotype. Kira is so Alaska. This is a girl who's walked away from the basketball court with a bloody nose 4 times. She can handle a snow machine and level a moose. And that doesn't make her any less serious about pursuing a career on stage. Kira spent this past summer singing opera in Italy, training alongside peers who were mostly from East Coast schools like Juilliard or the Academy of Vocal Arts.
I told them I rode a polar bear to school and they believed me.
This holiday season, Kira's northern roots and Inupiaq heritage are coming to the stage in a big way, polar bear not included. As the rest of the opera ensemble trickles into the recital hall, University of Alaska Anchorage music professor Dr. Mari Hahn leads a warm-up from her seat at the piano. Opening night is in December, and the ensemble is readying for a whole new take on an opera classic. Their performance is called Akluk and Nayak. It's an Inupiaq adaptation of the German opera Hansel and Gretel. Here's a snippet from the last scene.
So the owl brought us here, telling us to have no fear. They were brave, like he said, goblin woman now is dead.
Opera buffs will recognize that music score, but very little else. Snowy Owl and Goblin Woman are not characters in the original opera, but they are familiar characters from Inupiaq lore. Dr. Mari Hahn.
It was really a lot of fun to research this.
She wrote the adaptation after consuming all kinds of Alaska Native tales and stories from across the state.
And then I consulted with Kira Eckenweiler's mother, Willa Tawarak Eckenweiler, who is a Inupiaq lady living up in Unalakleet, and she helped me greatly.
Kira's mom helped Dr. Hahn find the right Inupiaq words for the libretto, or the spoken part of the opera, and she told her about the subsistence lifestyle in Unalakleet. Hansel and Gretel picked strawberries in the forest. In this version, Akluk and Nayak pick berries on the tundra. Kira plays Nayak, or Gretel.
Akluk and Nayak are two kids that grew up in the village, you know?
Unlike the original, this opera is set against the context of climate change in the north.
Like, the ice isn't there like it was before to help them go seal hunting or get ugruk and stuff.
Out on the tundra, Akluk and Nayak get lost. But they're kept safe by the characters Raven and Snowy Owl. In Unalakleet, Kira says, ravens especially are seen as good omens.
Because ravens do help people in villages, you know, they keep them safe from bears, like they'll come and warn people when they're berry picking.
I listened through several songs at rehearsal. I have not listened to a lot of opera in my life, but these songs are beautiful. They give me goosebumps.
Mother.
Kira says she knows that feeling too.
When there's a really good singer who just captivates you, you know, somebody who just like commands your attention, and then they sing like these tones that just like fill the room or just have just this sweet sound, you know, it gives me the chills.
Kira says she hopes her singing will do that to other people someday. And I tell her it already has. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.